Good evening in India and good morning to people from outside. Thank you for joining this session. We have a small number this time. That's because we have absented ourselves for reasons which are known to us. And now we are back after having accomplished some milestones. So thank you for staying with us and coming back. Today we have a session on releasing emotional stress. This is particularly important now given the times are becoming more challenging. People within the family or people in our environment have started or have become more volatile, and their emotions are more than what we can handle. So how do we handle this? How do we work through this? How do we not get these emotions to affect us? And that's what we are trying to get to today. Emotional stress specifically can trigger a lot of symptoms in the body. The first and foremost problem that we experience when we succumb to emotional stress is a disruption in our gut health. Our gut health goes bad. And after that, this next thing that happens is our reproductive health goes bad. And when our reproductive health and gut health goes bad, then everything begins to go haywire. It's not that reproduction is, it's not that the sexual activity is important. It's not that digestion is important. We are talking about the energies. We are talking about the energies that that govern the gut health and also the apana, or the place where excretion and reproduction happens. So I have a comment here that Hemalatha is not able to hear. The others, can you hear me? Just leave a yes if you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
I have muted, so I won't be able to hear your audio.
Audible, sir.
So please leave a text. Okay, thank you. So coming back to emotional stress. So emotional stress can occur from various reasons. Now, the most important aspect is to not let it affect us. Which means that even if we are in an adverse situation and we do get emotional and we do absorb some stress, then what is important, the next best thing that we have to do is to release the emotional stress. This is the next best thing that we have to do. Because if we allow this emotional stress to stay with us, it is going to work itself into our system and start disrupting our system. So we all know that we have gut issues. You eat something a little bit and then you have gas troubles, indigestion, acid reflux, acidic indigestion, headaches, and so many other symptoms. And all these occur only because you're at the tip. And the moment you abuse your system a little and it explodes and you have a symptom. That's what emotional stress is all about. So let us get to this practice. The first thing we are going to do, as always, is to sensitize the body, is to rise above the barrage of thoughts that we have carried all of today. We are going to get back to the Maypole meditation, and from there, we do this practice of releasing emotional stress. This is a physical practice with your physical body. That's what you're going to do. Unlike the other practices where you're going to write, here you're not going to write anything. This is a physical practice. So now I would want all of you to sit straight. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, or visualize a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Connected by this ribbon, walk back to your seat, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon, its relaxing energies. Breathe it in and breathe out all the restlessness, clutter, anxiety, and any other emotion that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy and breathe out any pain or distress that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even any weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to sensitize your body awareness. And first, take your awareness to the base of your spine. Now, bring your awareness to just four fingers below the navel. Now, bring your awareness to the navel. These are the primary three chakras in the body which absorb emotional stress. Now ask your higher consciousness to continue to sensitize your body and bring your awareness to the heart, the spiritual heart, which is in the center of the body. And now, bring your awareness to the throat, to the gullet, to be precise. And then take your awareness to the brow center. Now take your awareness back to the base of the spine and begin to feel the pulsating sensation at the base of the spine. To be more precise, you can focus on the sit bones and try to feel the pulsation. Bring your awareness to the place four fingers below your navel and start feeling the pulsation there. This is the place where we will be working. So place your left hand on the place where it is pulsating and your right hand over it, over the left hand. And I want you to start breathing in and out only from the lower abdomen. Normal breathing. Try try to get the lower abdomen out every time you breathe in and relax it every time you breathe out. The way you know you're working with this plane of awareness is when you experience heat building up in this place, just 4 fingers below the navel. Just do it for another minute. Release your hands and come back to conscious awareness. How many of you were able to feel the heat from within the lower abdomen? Can you please show your hands? Yeah. This is very important. This is very important. It's one of the most powerful practices where you release stress. In fact, many years ago, there was this doctor's wife who had come, and because of her emotional stress, she was not having her menses. The gynecologist had told her that she was not seeing any more follicles and that she should start on estrogen. Her husband indicated, "Why don't you ask Mahesh?" And she called me. I went to her house. And I asked her to do this practice. The very next day, she asked, "Can I continue to do it when I'm having my periods?" That is how powerful this practice is. It's one of the most powerful practices. Emotional stress is one of the most dangerous stresses in the body. All the cancers, the tumors, the PCODs, PCOS, the migraines, the thyroid dysfunction, and the thymus gland problems, the endocrine gland problems, the uterine problems, everything come only due to emotional stress. So meditation is one thing, but another thing is to keep the body healthy for meditation. On one side you're meditating, but on the other side, if you're losing your emotional balance, then no matter how much you meditate, you're just going to be depleting yourself. In the end, you'll be frustrated because you're not seeing any improvement within yourself. So it's so important for you to maintain your physical health by releasing any kind of stresses that the body is accumulating. The place 4 fingers below your navel is the place of Swadhisthana Chakra. And Swadhisthana Chakra is primarily a seat of emotional stress, mental stress, family stress. So all the stresses that you experience within your family, in the mind, in your emotions, they all start from here. And men have issues, reproductive problems, and women have their reproductive problems, all of them starting from here. And from here, it begins to spread and travel to different parts of the body. and takes root in the most vulnerable parts of the body and starts manifesting. So working yourself by releasing emotional stress is one of the prime things that you can do to continue to do what you're doing, continue to carry on with your work, continue to serve your family, continue to be the father or the mother or the sibling or the child of the family. While you continue to function, you just have to release everything that is accumulating as a result of all the judgments and all the transactions and communication that happens. So by releasing this stress, now you can do this every day for up to 2 minutes, not more than 2 minutes. That's because anything that you do for a long time and releasing more than what needs to be released will make you vulnerable to attract more of the same energy. So you don't do more than 2 minutes. So every day, choose a time, choose a place, sit and do this for 2 minutes, and you will see a lot of your stress will just go away. Are there any questions? Yes, Ravi Kumar. Please, Anil.
Can we do it early in the morning, the moment we wake up, or just after the meditation or before the meditation? What is the right time or the best time to do this?
So I would suggest to do it after your meditation. When you wake up, the first thing that I do after I wake up is I sit in meditation. I wouldn't want anything else to take my time away. So that's the best time to meditate for me. So I sit in meditation soon after I wake up. And once I finish my meditation, I would like to do this.
Okay, right. So what I do, the moment I wake up, I do the marma chikitsa first, then meditation, and the rest of the things will start. Is it the right way to do, or I can do marma chikitsa after a meditation?
Yeah, so like I told you, there's so when you wake up in the morning, that is the best time to do meditation.
Okay.
So after that, you can do the other things.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Anuja.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So this can be done by people at all ages, or I mean, because this is the Swadhisthana chakra and it is where the reproductive organs are. So after attaining menopause and everything, also this is still going to be helpful.
Swadhisthana is present whether you are even before menarche and even after menopause.
So okay.
You can definitely do it. Yes, you can definitely do it whenever emotional stress occurs.
And by default, even every morning for a little bit is fine?
Every day you go through so many stresses.
That's true.
So, and you are accumulating every day. So every morning to release the stress is a good practice. How did you feel after doing this practice?
Very good.
How do you feel in the lower abdomen?
Overall, like the whole body is feeling lighter.
Okay. Do you still feel the heat in the lower abdomen?
Yes. When I place my hands, I'm feeling heat there.
Yeah. Even without it, you will feel the heat inside. That should be the practice type.
So okay.
Develop more awareness. You will be more centered over that part of the body. Only that part of the body will start attracting prana. So that's the right kind of practice.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yes, Ravi Kumar.
Yeah, Ashok, can we do it twice a day? Don't
overdo any practice. Just do it once
a day. Once a day. Okay.
Any other questions? So we are seeing a lot of this turmoil all around us. So please make your meditations mandatory. Please meditate every day. We need a lot of light. I have told this before. We need a lot of light. And currently, the situation you've been watching, how people are just falling dead, the multiple accidents that are happening, all this is just a part of the cleansing that's happening. So if you force yourself to grab one seat where you must not be present, then you have to cross your fingers and pray to God. So the best thing is to sit in meditation, connect to your higher consciousness, ask it to guide you through the day, ask it to guide you through every action and decision through the day. And that is the easiest way to live. The simplest way to live is what I would say. So please practice all the meditations and practice this releasing emotional stress every day. And you will see that you'll be in a much lighter way. And especially women, you'll see that your health will be much, much better than how it has been all these years. Women specifically have been absorbing a lot of stress without having a vent to release it. Sometimes the men folk ask, what is the problem? The women cannot tell that you are the problem. So they just hold on to stress and they say, no, I don't, it's okay. So this would be a good practice for all the women to restore their balance, and also for all the men who've been silently absorbing stress because of various reasons. Yes, Anujaji?
So when you started the meditation with us today, we went through all the chakras from 1 till 6, you know, taking our awareness to every chakra, and then we came back to the Swadhisthan chakra and, you know, release the energy thing there. So is that how we do it every morning? Like, take awareness to all the 6 chakras one by one and then come back to the Swadhisthan?
That's exactly how you do it. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Anujaji, for asking this question. That was important for others to know how to practice. So for all of you who know the practice now, please practice it every day, and you will notice how this practice will release all the stress and set your entire endocrine system normal. You will start feeling lighter. You will start releasing stiffness from your hips and from your organs that get stressed. You'll stop absorbing all the fear and anxiety and the frustrations and agitations into your body. This is a fantastic process to release it. So I would appreciate if you could all do this practice for at least 3 to 5 days. And by next week, by next Friday or so, if you can leave a feedback on how you felt and what are the changes you noticed in your physicality and also in your emotions, that will be great help for us to share this practice with all the others. So this will also make your meditations better. It'll also help you sit for longer in your meditation. Many a times I have seen when I have recommended practices, it has completely taken off their lower back pains. So you can, for all of you who do have lower back pains, you can try this practice additionally, and you can see how your body begins to recover. Yes, Ravi Kumar.
Master, one last question. So can we think of someone else close to us, our family member, and doing it on behalf of them on our body?
Just do it for yourself, please.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very important. It's important for you to do this practice. You need this practice. And if someone else wants to release their emotional stress and they contact you, then you first do this practice, experience how it feels, and then you can share this practice with them. If they ask you, don't do it on someone's behalf. They must want to heal. That's the way to do this practice.
Okay.
They must want to heal. Are there any other questions? All right. So we will connect again next Saturday. And until then, please do this practice. It's important for us to receive a feedback about this practice. It will really help us push this practice further. There's so many practices that we have taught, and so many practices that you've been doing. It'll be good to listen to your feedback, to receive your audio or textual feedback. And thank you so much for connecting again. We'll meet again next Saturday, 16, 17, 18. We'll be having a residential Nadi Pariksha training. We'll be away in a farmland and in a tented accommodation. We're going to have a fantastic time. And after that, we look forward to having more residential programs. And all of you who are interested, who want to take some time off, can definitely join us into these residential programs and rejuvenate yourself. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. We'll see you again next week. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead.